天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。在前几期的节目中呢，我们看到敌人想尽办法破坏尼西米建设圣殿的计划，但都一一失败了。接下来他们又会用哪些方法和诡计来引诱尼西米呢？作为一个属灵的领导者，尼西米应当如何应对呢？而我们又可以从中学习到哪些功课呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，打开圣经，一起来进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
If you have joined this broadcast for the first time,
如果今天是你第一次收听我们的节目，
We are in the middle of a series of messages from the book of Nehemiah.
我们正在讲尼希米记中的系列信息。
Last time, we saw that the building project was almost completed.
上次我们讲到城墙的工程即将完成。
Every ploy that Nehemiah's enemies tried to use to stop the project had failed.
尼希米的敌人拦阻工程的种种阴谋都失败了。
Since they could not destroy the wall, his enemies decided to try to distract the man.
既然不能破坏城墙的工程，敌人决定搅扰尼希米，使他分心。
First, they tried to get Nehemiah to compromise.
首先他们要尼希米跟他们妥协。
They sent messages to him 4 different times.
他们四次送信给他。
They said, let's get together.
对他说，让我们相会。
Let's negotiate.
让我们来谈判。
Come meet with us on the plains of Una.
到阿挪平原来开会。
And Nehemiah said no every time.
每一次尼希米都说不。
I am doing great work for God and I cannot come down.
我现在办理大功，不能下去。
4 times Nehemiah said, I will not come down.
尼希米一连四次都说我不下去。
Nehemiah did not want to compromise or to hear their opinions.
尼希米不肯妥协，也不听他们的建议。
Have you ever noticed that some people have an opinion about everything?
你有没有注意到有些人对任何事都有他的看法吗？
Yet there are very precious few people who have convictions.
但很少人是真正有信念的。
Do you know the difference between opinion and conviction?
你知道看法和信念之间的区别吗？
An opinion is something that we hold.
看法是我们所持有的。
A conviction that is something that holds us.
信念却是支持着我们的。
It grips our heart and will not let go.
信念稳定我们的心，使它不动摇。
Sometimes, however, we are tempted to compromise our convictions.
但有时我们被引诱在信念上妥协。
Once there was a man who was so gifted and yet became a terrible failure.
从前有个很有才干的人，却一败涂地。
When someone asked his friends why this man failed.
有人问他的朋友，这个人怎么会失败呢？
His friend simply responded and said.
他的朋友就这么回答说，
He wrote on his own brow the words for sale.
他出卖自己。
The Apostle Peter was very concerned that young Christians would be led astray by false teachers.
使徒彼得很担心年轻的基督徒会被假师父引上歧途。
False teachers who had a for sale sign written on their brows.
假师父在自己的额头上挂着出售的招牌。
These false teachers sold out for popularity or personal gain.
这些假师父为了名利出卖自己。
They did so by compromising the truth and changing it to apostasy.
他们在真理上妥协，篡改教义来出卖自己。
Peter said that in these last days, believers will be tempted to compromise and sell out.
彼得说，在末世的时候，信徒会被引诱与世界妥协，出卖自己。
You will be tempted to rethink what you believe about the Bible.
有人来引诱你对圣经真理的信心动摇。
You will be tempted to reevaluate your faith.
有人来引诱你对信仰三心二意。
You'll be tempted to reevaluate your commitment.
有人来引诱你对自己的委身反悔。
You'll be tempted to reevaluate your virtue and your morality.
有人来引诱你对道德品格的价值模拟两可。
You will be tempted to capitulate.
有人来引诱你屈服。
However, when you are tempted, be like Nehemiah and say no.
无论任何引诱，你该效法尼希米说不。
Say it once.
说一次。
Say it twice.
说两次。
Say it 1,000 times.
说一千次。
When they found that their enticement to get Nehemiah to compromise did not work,
当他们发现引诱尼希米妥协的阴谋都失败了。
Nehemiah's enemies tried a second method.
尼希米的敌人尝试另外的办法。
They tried to destroy him.
他们就是要毁灭他。
Look with us at verses 6 and 7 of chapter 6.
请看尼希米记第六章六到七节，让我们从第五节读起。参巴拉第五次打发仆人来见我，手里拿着未封的信。信上写着说，外邦人中有风声，加斯木也说，你和犹大人谋反，修造城墙，你要做他们的王。你又派先知在耶路撒冷指着你宣讲说，在犹大有王，现在这话必传与王之，所以请你来与我们彼此商议。
They tried intimidation by public threats and lies.
他们以公开的威胁和造谣来恐吓他。
They said, you did not come when we invited you privately.
他们说，我们私底下邀请你，你拒绝了。
Then we are going to destroy you publicly.
现在我们要公开的来摧毁你。
We are going to tell that you don't care about the building of the wall.
我们要宣布你根本不关心建筑城墙的事。
You are just making a place in the sun for yourself.
你只不过想争权夺利。
We are going to send a word back to the king of Persia that you are making yourself a king.
我们要向波斯国王控告你图谋自立为王。
In other words, Nehemiah, we are going to spread false rumors about you.
换句话说，尼希米，我们就是要散布谣言。
We are going to malign you.
我们要重伤你。
We are going to intimidate you.
我们要恐吓你。
Until you come to us and compromise.
直到你妥协为止。
His enemies thought that if they could not break Nehemiah's will,
他的敌人想，要是不能使尼希米的意志屈服，
They will try to break his spirit with slanderous accusations.
他们就要以毁谤的话来使他的精神屈服。
They were saying, Nehemiah, we are going to say that all you care about is yourself.
他们说，尼希米，我们要告诉别人，你只顾自己。
You want to be a king.
你想要做王。
You are going to lead a rebellion against the king of Persia.
你率领群众造反，要推翻波斯王。
You are making a profit of your own people.
你利用老百姓谋取私利。
Oh, my friend, but how untrue all of this was.
亲爱的朋友，这些全是谎言。
Nehemiah had much better quarters and much better comfort back in Persia in the king's palace.
尼希米原来在波斯的皇宫里养尊处优，住得舒舒服服的。
With self-denial, he was feeding 150 guests daily.
如今他牺牲自己的享受，每天供150人吃饭。
He was always encouraging others and doing what God called him to do.
他总是鼓励着别人，并遵行神的呼召。
He went from the prestigious job of cupbearer to the king of Persia.
他原本贵为波斯皇宫里的酒政的官。
To being a bricklayer, a night watchman, and a warrior for God.
如今成为砌砖工人，守夜的更夫和神的士兵。
Yet the slanderous, treacherous lies were being spread everywhere by Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem.
但参巴拉、多比亚和基善却到处散布恶毒的谣言来重伤他。
The saddest part of this kind of attack is that most people relish this kind of gossip.
但可悲的是，人们喜好听信这类闲言闲语。
There are newspapers and magazines all over the world that specialize in spreading gossip and not truth.
现在世界上到处充斥着这类的小报和杂志，专门刊登毫无事实根据的传闻和虚假的报道。
Because many people enjoy hearing stories that malign people's character.
因为许多人专喜欢读这些污蔑人、贬低人的故事。
It is part of man's sinful nature.
这是人的罪性。
In verse 8 of chapter 6,
尼希米记第六章第八节,
Nehemiah categorically denied the charges.
尼希米一项一项地否认这些控诉。
He had a transparently clear conscience.
他的良心清清白白。
His life was an open book.
他的生活完全公开。
He knew their criticism was neither honest nor constructive.
他知道这些批评者既不诚实又充满了破坏性。
On the contrary, its purpose was to be destructive to God's plan.
而且他们的目的就是要破坏神的计划。
It is important to listen to fair-minded criticism.
听从公正的批判是很重要的。
Because none of us is perfect, and we all make mistakes along the way.
因为没有一个人是完全无瑕疵、不犯错误的。
And therefore, if we have made a mistake,
所以当我们犯了错,
we must be quick to apologize.
必须立刻道歉。
Next, we must ask for forgiveness.
并请求原谅。
And then we must move on.
然后继续往前走。
But when unfair and untrue criticism ensues,
但当那些不公正、不真实的批判出现时,
it can sap your energy and your strength.
但却会消耗你的精神力量。
But in those times, all you need to do is this.
在这时候你需要这么做了。
Remind yourself of the words of the Lord Jesus when he said,
记住主耶稣说过的话。
Blessed are you when men shall revile and persecute you and say all manner of things evil against you falsely for my name's sake.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
And in Nehemiah's case,
在尼希米的处境，
When enticement to compromise and intimidation failed,
当敌人引诱他妥协，恐吓他的计谋都失败了，
Nehemiah's enemies tried a third and final approach in verse 10 to 14 of chapter 6.
在第六章十到十四节，尼希米的敌人采取了第三种，也是最后的攻击。
What did Nehemiah's enemies do?
尼希米的敌人做了什么呢？
They went out and hired a false prophet in order to scare Nehemiah into running to the temple.
他们雇用假先知来吓唬尼希米，要他逃到圣殿里去。
That false prophet sent a messenger saying he couldn't come to see Nehemiah because he was confined to bed.
那个假先知差人去对尼希米说，因为他病倒在床上，所以不能去见尼希米。
But that false prophet said that the Lord told him to tell Nehemiah.
假先知还说，是神叫他来告诉尼希米的。
And they said, tell them that these people are going to kill you and you had better run to the temple.
他们说，那些人要来杀你，所以你要逃到圣殿里去。
But in verse 11, Nehemiah steadfastly refused and said to them,
但在十一节里，尼希米坚定地拒绝了他们，并对他们说，
Should such a man as I flee?
像我这样的人岂能逃跑吗？
Nehemiah knew that this was a murderer and no prophet.
尼希米知道，其实这人是杀人犯，不是先知。
Nehemiah had learned to test the spirits by the truth of the word of God.
尼希米从神话语的真理中知道如何试验灵的真假。
First, God told Nehemiah to stay, not to run away.
首先，神指示尼希米站住，不要逃跑。
But that's not all.
不仅如此。
Secondly, and most importantly of all,
第二，也是最重要的。
Nehemiah knew what the word of God in the book of Numbers, chapter 151, 310, and 18:7 said.
尼希米熟悉神的话，在民数记第一章五十一节、第三章十节和第十八章第七节说，
No one except the Levitical priests could enter the holy place for sanctuary.
除了利未人的祭司之外，任何人都不能进入圣所。
Nehemiah knew that the word of God said that any violation of this law was punishable by death.
尼希米也知道神的话说，违法者将处以死刑。
Nehemiah knew that he was a layman, not a priest, and that he could not go into the sanctuary of the temple.
尼希米知道自己是平民，不是祭司，他不能进入圣殿的圣所。
My listening friends, I want you to listen to the central fact as I come to conclusion.
亲爱的朋友，结束前请仔细听这个重要的事实。
God's word and God's authority were Nehemiah's refuge and not the temple.
神的话和神的权柄才是尼希米的避难所，圣殿不是的。
Yet throughout the ordeal, no matter how personal the attacks have come,
然而在整个灾祸中，不论对他个人的攻击有多恶劣，
Nehemiah never sought revenge.
尼希米都没有报复。
He merely handed his enemies over to the Lord to deal with them according to his justice.
他只是把仇敌交给神，按照神的公义来对付他们。
Look as we conclude into verses 15 and 16 of chapter 6.
请看第六章十五、十六节。以六月二十五日，城墙修完了，共修了五十二天。我们一切仇敌、四围的外邦人听见了便惧怕， 愁眉不展，因为见这工作完成是出乎我们的神。
Oh, people said it was impossible.
人们说这是不可能的。
Nehemiah cannot rebuild the walls.
尼希米不能重建城墙。
But that's when God said it is possible.
但神说是可能的。
Nehemiah said God did it.
尼希米说是神成就的。
What was accomplished was supernatural.
所成就的是超自然的。
God did it.
是神成就的。
All of the praise and the glory are due to God.
一切的荣耀颂赞都当归给神。
I want to tell you more about Nehemiah and the celebration of the completion of the wall on our next broadcast.
在下次节目里，我要继续讲尼希米的事，以及城墙完工后的庆典。
Please tune in so that we can meet again.
请记住要收听，我们再相会。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊， 在我们生活的周围，处处充斥着丑闻、恶意的批评与重伤。作为神仆人的我们更是如此。但感谢麦克牧师的提醒，让我们明白说，当遇到挑战和重担的时候，不应该用人的方法和态度去报复，而是要及时的回到神的面前，寻求公义。否则的话，我们很容易就会陷入敌人的网罗之中。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
我们确信深爱这个地方。